Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Asacker is here. Tom is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the recipient of the George Land Innovator of the Year Award. I think they stopped giving that in 1915, 1916, something like that. But he was the last one to receive that. He's an amazing brand strategist. He's the author of all the important books that you should be reading these days: A Clear Eye for Branding, Sandbox Wisdom, A Little Less Conversation, The Business of Belief. That's my favorite. He's our good friend. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Tom, I was telling the audience before you got here, you always do a great job of helping us think about why we do things, but more importantly, why our customers do things. And we'd like to get another installment of that wisdom from you today. What do you think?
Well, you know what I found interesting recently? I mean, I'm looking at, I think yesterday was some kind of day where if you bought things on people's website, you get a certain percentage off, and there was Cyber Monday and, you know, Black Friday. When was, like, customer website? I have not heard anything from any business that I do business with,
right,
that says, hey, we're only opening the doors for our customers today, our loyal customers. Come on in, and we want to give you a discount, or we want to talk to you about your needs and what we can do for you. I really think that this is where businesses in general are missing the boat in a huge way. They don't understand this gift that they have called customers. And the reason it became clear to me is I've been doing some work, some strategic work with some entrepreneurs and some businesses, small and large. And, you know, one of the entrepreneurs is launching a business with no customers. And it is the most scary thing in the world to not have these people that basically support what you do.
Oh, yeah.
That keep the doors open, that give you the insights on what to do next. Mm-hmm. This person is blind. Until this person gets these customers in and is able to work with them.
He's out of business.
Develop relationships. Right. There's nothing there. Yet, we take customers for granted. We don't realize that they're the reason that we can sleep at night. You know?
You say to yourself, well, what business owner would do that? And the truth is, maybe, although I've seen plenty of business owners who seem to do that, maybe most of them don't. But here's what's worse. They don't train their people to know any different.
Yeah, and this is the thing that's really difficult for me, because you got people that are reading everything. They're all over the internet. They're going to seminars. They're taking courses, reading books, everything, and they're confused. And everything they need to know is right in front of their eyes.
Everything they need to do to take care of the customer, they learned in kindergarten.
So this is what I'm telling you. Sam Walton said, whenever you get confused, go to the store. The customer has all the answers.
Right.
But why do we ignore this profound truth? What is going on that makes us think that the answers are out there someplace? They're not. They're with the people that we're trying to serve, that we're doing this dance called commerce with.
I was doing business with a company last week that I do quite a bit of business with, and I had fallen into one of their black holes. And I was asking for something that wasn't at all unreasonable, nothing I hadn't asked for and gotten before as part of the deal. And the person who waited on me was acting like if they did this, they were going to have to, it was going to impose on some other people in the company. And she gave it a name. It was a technical inside jargon name. I said her name. I said Hildegard. That's not her name. I said Hildegard. Let me tell you what that's called in my company. It's called service. And you get it with a smile and no back talk and no jargon. And guess what? Things got fixed real quick.
Listen, here's the thing beyond that she didn't understand, but that the person running the company needs to understand. That was more than just service. That was an insight into something. Because I guarantee you, if you were feeling something and you had some desire, some unfulfilled desire, there are other people out there feeling the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Insights today, when you're dealing with an abundance of products and services, it's the insight into that heart and mind of the customer that no one else has.
Well, see,
that
here's
you have.
Here's what happens, Tom, and this is an example. And folks, this is a kiss of death. When your people are looking inward so much about the process of doing business instead of the process of taking care of customers, when the more you look inward, the more the inward stuff, the mechanism, takes over your consciousness, and you start thinking that that's what's important. Right?
Yeah, and see, that's the paradox, Jim, of trying to grow a business in something that's shifting constantly, and that's what's happening. To stay relevant, you have to reinvent yourself. Now, your audience is going to continue to grow and adjust because they have new life experiences all the time, and you have to change with them. But where are you going to get the insights into those life experiences that they're having? You get them directly from them.
Yep.
How are you going to know otherwise what they're experiencing, what they're seeing, why they're shifting, why they're doing what they're doing? People can't stand it that things have to change within their organization, so they try to blind themselves to what's happening outside with the customers. And that's the kiss of death. It's been the kiss of death for everyone.
That's exactly
everyone
right.
has gone bankrupt. That's what they've done. They've ignored what was happening.
Hold on to that thought, Tom. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm gonna use an inflation example. An example of inflation over multiple years to make a point that I think Tom will be able to pick up on and teach us some new things about. After this break, Tom, I need your website quickly, please.
Oh, thebusinessofbelief.com.
Thebusinessofbelief.com. That's Tom A. Secker. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.